another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang in 2017. Whoa! It's so good to be back in VGB Studios. Along with my co-host, my faithful friend, holding it down while I was away. Aaron Carter, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Quite well. Yes.
Quite well. Wow. Tell me why it's quite well, sir.
Because the last few days at my job, they just let me paint on the walls like a school kid again.
Like so a starving artist.
I didn't even have to even do any actual work. It's just all been painting.
What are you painting?
Great. Super Mario Bros., actually. It's video game related. They said I can paint anything I want in the office. So I said, I want to do level one from Super Mario Bros. And they're like, all right.
Of all the things, that's what you chose. You could have chose like a picture of, you know, the Michael guy touching his finger with the God thing, and you decided to go with Mario.
Well, they
You're not very cultured, are you?
What is it called? Who is it? David?
No, that's Michelangelo.
It's Michelangelo. He's the one touching.
Pretty sure.
God's finger.
He's not the one.
No, that's
God's
Adam.
Finger.
It's done by Michelangelo, but that's Adam.
Wait! The Ninja Turtle?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know he could paint.
He uses pizza sauce.
They said we had to use a light blue. And whenever I see the light blue that we wanted to use, I was like, that looks like Super Mario's level one sky. So let me go ahead and add my touch to it.
Just that sky, though.
I might post some pictures online for people.
Oh, please do. I was just about to ask, can I please see pictures?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody wants to see it.
Damn. All right. Well, we got that question answered. Moving on to David Webb running the ones and twos while I was away. How are you doing in 2017?
I am doing good. I'm glad I'm not running the ones and twos.
What right did now. I hear that the episode I was gone was really boring? Someone said that. I mean, that's not my words. I swear to God.
Yeah, no, they're not your words. They're one Jerry's words.
Oh,
but,
well, it's because we didn't have food on it.
Yeah, that's pretty much why it was.
We didn't have food. And yeah. Probably because Mo Fruit was on.
And then we had a lot of subscribers that night.
We did.
Like, it blew up.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to blow up tonight because if you guys have been following us on social media, we did make our big announcement yesterday. As you guys all know, Jessica, the Maid of Might, did move on. She's in Southern California on her new adventures doing cosplays. So we picked up a good friend of ours that's going to join us as our fourth host into 2017 and beyond. She is a former podcaster from The Gamer Girls Gone Wild. She's an international cosplay sensation. Has been all over the place. Dubai, been to Mexico. Where else have you been? Who cares?
Australia, New Zealand.
Jesus.
Japan.
Oh, my God. World traveling sensation. Ivy Doomkitty. Welcome to the show.
I am so glad to be on here. I'm stoked. I'm excited
to have you. Like, okay, so you've done podcasting.
You better be excited.
Ooh, she knows how to use a mic, too. You see that? So you have podcast experience. You were on a show for a few good years, and then you wanted to go to the big leagues, which we respect. And so now you're on Video Game Bang.
Yay. Explain. You guys
stole
my heart.
Well, you've been on our show.
That's what we do.
Two or three times, and it's always great to have you. You're a legit. So people who are listening, they're like, oh, they're bringing in a cosplayer. You know, what does she know? She just knows how to look cute and wear, you know, skimpy clothing and do stuff like that. But no, that is not true. Ivy Doomkitty is a hardcore.
Like, that is not true. She doesn't know how to do any of that.
No, that is all false. She's terrible at those things.
Like, oh my God. I wear costumes and I just stand there and take pictures because, like, that's, you know, so cool. Oh my God. Can you believe it?
A legit gamer.
Kiss my ass.
Though. Like, forever. Like, you are always, you tell us about your gaming cred. What's your first video game?
First console, a Super Nintendo. I don't know, I was 5 or 6 years old when my dad took me to Toys R Us to pick it up. And I got Donkey Kong Country was my first game. That and Super Mario World, which was loads of fun.
That was
before the, that. Oh, that well, yeah, that. And then my first computer ran on DOS, then Windows 3.1, like way back when.
Little known fact, the computer she had just before the one you are streaming on right now also ran on DOS.
That it did.
Which is why, if you guys watched Ivy Doom Kitty, she has a Patreon. I heavily recommend you check it out. It's patreon.com/IvyDoomKitty.
Thank you.
She does little gaming sessions, and she also does like a Twitch stream where she does a Q&A. And I was supposed to help her set it up, and we were troubleshooting this thing for about 2 hours. Like, why can her computer not run it?
Yeah.
And then finally, I was like, okay, just take a picture of your screen and send it to me. And she did. And she was seriously running like Windows 2000 or 98.
I was pretty sure it was Windows 95.
It wasn't compatible with OBS. Horrible. Like, everything shut it down. So actually, when you watched her live streams, you were watching it through VGB Studios simulcast.
Yep.
It was like a super complicated way to get it around. But you do have a new computer. You join Video Game Bang. And we're glad to have you.
Yeah, you guys were hooking it up, which I appreciate. But yeah, I as of late, I've had more time off, so I've been able to play a lot of other games like Overwatch. Still on AC Syndicate. Trying to think of what else. And on mobile, Pokemon Go. And then on PlayStation, I'm playing Injustice and what's the other game? And Black Ops, which I suck terribly at.
I can't stand Black Ops.
Oh God!
Just from being at MLG Vegas and kind of trying to watch it at the most competitive level, it didn't look like I was watching anything special.
No,
like when you're watching Overwatch, you're seeing people do things and go to spots on the map that are like, oh wow, I didn't know that was possible, and using specific team compositions that blow your mind. You watch Call of Duty, and it's like, oh, okay, that guy just shot that guy. That guy's hiding in a corner and shot that guy faster than that guy.
Isn't that like guy. CSGO too, though?
Yeah, because that's exactly what CSGO is.
CSGO, yeah, but it feels like the stakes are higher in CSGO because like you only have one life per round. So like when a guy's down, you're like, oh, shit,
he's
like,
down,
he's out.
Yeah,
you know, but in Call of Duty, it's like
Counter-Strike, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about right? The being on TBS.
Yes.
And them after reiterating, and remember, the players cannot see the other players through the walls. That's just for
thing.
Our.
It's the funniest thing. It over just for and over. You. It's just for us.
Just for us, guys. Just remember, the bullets are not real.
And then you have the little,
yes,
sniper advertisement for Tyler Perry's, you know, whatever Medea thing's
in the bottom up. Corner or something.
Up in the
TBS of all stations. Well, good on them though. At least they tried.
Mm.
What? They didn't try?
Nobody's going to TBS to watch that. What was their objective there?
The only time I've watched it on TBS is when I'm like going through the channels trying to find something, and I'm like, oh, hey, this is on TBS, and then I keep going.
Yeah, pretty much. It'd be like an old movie, like, oh, hey, look, Vegas Vacation's on.
Yeah.
Boom. I get to watch that for a hot second and then leave forever.
And then leave. Yeah.
It looks like if you guys have been watching anything or listening to podcasts, it's all been about like the top 10 this of 2016, or this is going to be so much better in 2017. Actually, our shows have been doing it the last couple weeks too. What did you guys talk about last week? It was the things to look forward to.
Yeah,
things we want to see in 2017.
Yeah.
What did you guys land on? And then me and Ivy will tell you whether you were wrong or right.
We hit a whole bunch of stuff.
Just the best ones.
What were some of the best ones? More of a female presence.
Oh no, don't want to see that.
Oh wow, as we have a new female presence on the show.
Ivy, what do you think? Don't you think there's too many women in media right now?
Too many women in media?
Yeah. They're just all over the place. They're all over our video games. They're starring in our movies.
It's a plague. It's a plague.
Get back to the kitchen.
Humanity.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying is go back to the kitchen.
Somebody hosted us for that.
Trump 2017 just hosted us. Awesome. Interesting.
Okay, no, that's good. We definitely want it. And did you guys talk about Rogue One yet?
No, because I haven't seen it, and the other people in the room didn't.
We talked about the film Lossifers on the CW on Tuesdays.
I don't understand. Who is that?
Yeah.
The film Whatsifers?
The film Whatsifers? Yeah.
Okay, the reason behind that snarky joke is that Video Game Bank did enter like a contest. On a whim, I was like, let's just enter this contest. So there's a podcast contest. I paid $10. They listen to it. They do stuff. And now I guess there's like a public vote part, which I wasn't too psyched about.
Oh, yeah. The People's Choice?
Yeah.
People's Choice Awards. Yeah.
Oh, is that a separate thing? Like they'll
yeah, it's separate. Okay. It's like you win in this category, and then they opened up a new category, which is the People's Choice category.
I saw we were getting votes, so that was cool.
I saw a couple people tweet, hey, I voted for you guys. And
I didn't even know it was a thing. So if you guys want to vote for us, I don't know the link, so you're screwed.
Monkey versus Robots.
Monkey versus
Robots? You should tweet it out, then I can retweet it for you.
We'll do that. We'll promote it. After the show, we'll promote it. So if you want to, check out our Twitter, at Video Game Bang, at Ivy Doom Kitty. Both of those two, if you're not following those, what's wrong with you? Go there, and then we'll tweet it out. But Filmlosophers are also in this, and so we're having a little friendly competition right now.
There's no competition, please.
True. But
you saw Rogue One.
I thought it was one of the best movies of the year.
Right? It was good, huh?
Yeah. Ivy, did you see it?
Hold on, guys. Hold on. But there's some people in the chat that said that they have not seen it yet.
Oh,
yes.
No, spoilers.
No spoilers at all.
Darth Vader dies, everybody.
Yeah, Darth Vader dies.
sorry to spoil that for you.
Well, it's like a prequel thing. Actually,
is there a sequel?
It's in between.
Are there teasers at the end of it that tell us what's in the next one?
Yes.
Luke is
It's called A New Hope.
I was hoping that I can sit through all the credits and see, you know, all the little like Easter egg endings, you know, so I can find out what's in the next one, if there is a next one, and no one's been able to give me that answer.
No, there is a next one.
There is a new one.
It's called A New Hope
in 1964.
It comes out in 1964. That's a long way. We have to wait till the world restarts.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. It's like 19. Is it 1964?
I think it's 77.
I think it's 77. Whatever. I thought though, but honestly, I thought.
I don't think movies were around in 64.
I thought I saw an article about George Lucas actually wanting to direct the second Rogue One movie.
I have one gripe about Rogue One.
What?
I'm gonna say one huge gripe. I understand that it's not a Star Wars like official thing.
It's
right?
Unepisodic.
They call it a side story.
I
was so sad when it didn't give me the big old introduction with the yellow letters scrolling above space.
It didn't even give you that courtesy.
The only thing
it does, like as far as an intro that connects it, is it still has the A Long Time Ago in the Galaxy Far, Far Away. It still has that,
but
then it doesn't cut to the scrolling.
So at the end, does Nick Fury come out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to start the Avengers.
Plot twist.
That's all I was waiting for.
Bigger takes off his mask, and it's
Fury. Wow, and he's Fury? Yeah, actually, that's not big of a twist for me. I actually kind of suspected that.
No. He takes his mask off, and then it's Stan Lee.
Hey,
true believers.
That would be
Excalibur.
Hilarious.
Excelsior, you bastard.
Excalibur.
Nope.
Weren't you the one that said I was uncultured?
It's in Star Wars. For not knowing the Jesus picture? It's different.
That's not even a Jesus picture.
Star Wars. In Star Wars is Excalibur because they didn't get Excelsior.
Literally, the guy looks like Zeus that's pointing down at the guy.
I imagine.
Sorry, we are trolling so hard right now.
It's true.
It really is a good movie, though. It is. It's an awesome movie. It's really great. It's seamless. That's all I can say. It's seamless in transition with
For the sequel.
Beautiful.
For its sequel, it's seamless.
So do you think there's going to be those people out there that do that whole, when it comes out on Blu-ray, do that whole trip? We're going to watch episode 1, 2, you know.
This would be the first one you'd watch.
No. You watch Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's it. 1, 2, and 3. I don't even know what that is.
But those are, they're canon, correct?
I don't understand. There was a 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah. You should go watch it.
That's
It'll
the thing,
change
though,
your
is
life.
Those movies talk about the political intricacies that the other ones don't even touch on. We don't know what happens in the Senate.
I think I've heard of a 2 and I've heard of a 3, but this number 1, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't think it exists.
Number 2 and 3, I don't even know why you heard of those.
Well, because at least 3 had like lava and... You know, like
3 had one...
At least 3 has lava in it.
Yeah. 3 had one good thing. That was it.
Anything that has lava, I'll watch it.
Magma.
Yeah. Magma.
3 had the higher ground. That's his only...
I have the higher ground, Anakin.
That was the only thing good about it.
Interesting.
Or you could watch Star Wars in... There's a certain order that they tell you that you should be watching
which
I haven't seen it that way.
I have. I watched it that way. It's like called like the Buzzsaw way. I
forget the name. The order. Like, there's a term for it.
I think it's like 4, 5...
The chat room on
3, 6.
Machete Order. There we go. It's called Machete Order.
Oh, that's where you just don't watch Star Wars at all and you watch only Danny Trejo Machete movies.
Only.
Yep.
Exactly.
I like that one.
So everyone's saying that's how you should watch it, and it like changes it or makes it the it is the optimal Star Wars experience, so they say. I have yet to see it in that order. I have a lot of downtime. I think we should do like a freaking little viewing party and see if it is all it's cracked up to be.
Only if we can collectively agree that there was a love triangle between Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Padmé.
There was, wasn't there? I thought that was obvious.
That's what makes it a better story. I mean,
and Jar Jar. And Jar Jar.
Now you're pushing it with the racist.
Nissa wanna threeba.
Yeah, that's exactly. All
right, so who was your favorite character in Rogue One?
Oh, of course it was Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Really? I've been hearing a lot of the robot has been a lot of everybody's like favorite.
I've been hearing it's those two.
Yen and
I think
and
that
robot?
That's who my two are, because he was good.
Yeah, and Yen's buddy.
Yeah.
That guy was dope, too. In this one, I really didn't know any of the characters' names. Like, I fully enjoyed the movie, but 10 seconds to right now, if you ask me any of the characters' names, I don't know.
Well, you can't pronounce
any of them. I like the HK-type guy.
Oh, he was good.
Oh, the droid?
You guys know what I'm referring to, right?
K-25SO or something.
He wasn't an HK droid, by the way, because HK was awesome. You're talking about from Knights of the Old Republic,
Knights
right?
of the Old Republic, hell yeah. He was my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Calling everyone meatbags.
Meatbags.
Such a good character. They need to bring in one of those. But it's the Old Republic, so they can't. Like, those droids are ancient.
You think one can survive throughout the...
No, they can't.
Thousands of years?
Not because of the robo-apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
You didn't see that in the books?
No, I never read
it. It happened
books.
During Clone Wars.
I definitely stayed away from that.
I love how chat's going off right now about KOTOR.
Like, yeah.
KOTOR was and is better than any of the Mass Effects.
Incorrect.
100% true.
Incorrect.
It is the granddaddy of those.
I'm in Corey's camp for this.
You can be in the camp because it's on fire because it's incorrect. I'm sorry. Mass Effect may have ended on a bad note, but part one alone pretty much kicks the crap out of all the type of RPGs. And then
but Darth Revan.
Yeah, okay, what about Revan?
That storyline, Aaron, if you play it legit without looking up spoilers, will blow your mind. It'll give you
it really is mind-blowing. Like jaw-droppingly mind-blowing.
That hasn't been in video games forever.
Say a Night Shyamalan revelation.
Yeah. It's kind of a big
pretty
twist.
Sure I'm pretty
let's,
sure
okay,
I
Okay, so let's see. You guys have just say that it's an M. Night Shyamalan. Terrible director, by the way.
What?
Type of what? Excuse me? You want to go over his catalog of crap?
Aaron, it was the tree the whole time.
No. Signs.
First of all, there's already been twists like that. Anybody play Super Mario 2?
Luigi was Wario the whole time.
If you beat the game, and I'm pretty sure the chat room knows it, if you beat the game, you get the big twist at the end. So... Boom.
What was the big twist?
You don't remember the twist?
I don't remember the twist.
The bitch kidnapped herself.
No.
She was Bowser the
whole
time.
If you're in chat and you've played Super Mario World 2, which was, you know, a remake or a reskin of something else, you know the big twist. I won't spoil it for you. Go play it.
All right. No, I'm going to Google it.
Go play it.
Mario
World. Mass Effect.
He really is Googling right now.
Mass Effect is hands down. And that's why we're getting another one. Like, it's so good. Where's our other KOTOR?
I have a confession. Don't shoot me.
If you say you haven't played Mass Effect.
She hangs her head.
Yes.
However.
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Yet.
To be
fair, I have it. It's sitting here. I have not played it.
Oh, my God.
I played through half the first one and got bored.
See, that's your problem. I knew people that played the first one and didn't make it out of the Citadel for like hours because they were too busy reading up on everything, all the lore, and then talking to people, doing side quests.
That happened
the
to me
Citadel.
That happened to me the first time I played it, and then when I got it on the PC, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm
it's
going
ridiculous.
Straight out of the Citadel because I got lost.
Yeah, it's
I
couldn't
figure
it's
out
so
how to get
deep.
Back.
It is so deep of a
so
game.
So deep, put her butt to sleep, huh?
Pretty much.
Well,
see, that's my problem with any game. I will spend time doing every side mission or side quest so that I can try to complete at 100% because I need to get everything.
Well, there you go.
All the things.
I think you need to go unwrap Mass Effect and spend some quality time with it.
The one thing, it's
quality private time.
Comparing Mass Effect to KOTOR, it's kind of like pointless because they are both proven like amazing games. So comparing them is a little unfair, but if you are a Star Wars fan, like it's Star Wars. KOTOR is like the licensed version of Mass Effect, even though it came out first, because they're made by the same developer.
Yes.
And they have the same exact style of like dialogue and stuff with your companions, and you could romance them. Like, it's pretty much the same, except you have lightsabers and shit.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, you got kind of lightsabers in Mass Effect as well.
KOTOR is on sale on Steam, or it was, for like $2.99.
I still own it. I got it.
Was
from
it really?
The yeah, Humble I'm pretty bundle. Sure.
I got it what? From the Humble Bundle. Yeah.
What do we got? So it's news time. So this is what we do. It is a news show. It seems like we've just been palling around, bullshitting the whole episode. And for the most part, we have. Fair. Accurate. I'll take that. But we do cover the news. So with no further ado, Webb, what do we got?
There's no theme song?
I didn't plug in my... Why? Good. Why did you call it? Can you tell I was trying good to like get around?
Riddance.
I could.
There's starting no, out 2017 hot.
There's
everybody.
No theme song because the let's tablet which it has the soundboard is packed away for my trip to Atlanta.
That so when we did the show Wednesday when you were and where were you? New York. And somebody was like, "Oh, are we going to do I think it was Laura. She's like, "Are we going to do the theme songs?" And I was like, "No. We couldn't even if we wanted to because Corey took it, but we don't want to anyway." So.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, it's not unusual. I was like, yeah. Thank you.
Haters. Thank yeah, you. Actually, that really did happen. Like right after I said that.
Hating ass.
It was like that man. Person was just waiting.
He was like,
Theme song.
Nope. Boom. Subscribe.
Gotcha.
Been listening for months.
I hate you both.
Been listening for months. I was waiting for that.
Let's go to the news stories.
Okay, right off the top, Overwatch's new map, Oasis, is finally available on the public server.
It's did you play on, it?
I played it on the PTR.
Okay.
Their big thing is they have cars in there, like moving cars.
Yeah, whatever.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to see if I can, you know, boop somebody into the cars. You don't go near them. You don't.
Not so at all.
Kinda, I mean, the map is cool, but it's a good control point map. Lots of choke points, but yeah, the cars, I don't know why they have them in there. I didn't see any of the jump pads, which they say are in there.
Did this go live on consoles yet?
Yes. Yeah. I played it last night. The night before. Yeah, no, that was last night. Last it was night. Actually pretty interesting. It was. I really like it. It's a good map. Addition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ivy plays.
Aaron, what console you play on?
The PS3.
We are.
I was waiting for somebody to say something.
If we all wanted to play, we couldn't. I don't think because
I play on the PS4.
I have it on PC. Sheesh. Webb has it on just about everything.
No, yeah, I have it on Xbox.
And then Ivy's out there by
herself.
There
we go. Okay, Mark.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
You're the only one who has it on the Xbox.
You don't have a PS4?
I do.
Oh, you just
don't like playing on it because I hate the controller. I can't stand the controller.
Yeah, I'm with you a little on that. And I saw an Xbox style controller for the PS4 that might invest in.
Razer is making it.
And then I saw the price actually. Yeah, I saw the price, and I'm not doing.
There's another one that that's sanctioned by Sony. I forgot who's making it, but it's the same basic idea.
I want to do that just to see how it feels to play with an Xbox controller again.
Yeah. Ivy, what's your what's your rank? Are you ranked in comp yet?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
She's
dodging more questions than Congress.
Wow.
I don't know. Yes, I am. I just don't know what I am.
Spoken like a true bronze.
Tell me what's the purpose now, though, for if you have the quick play that has the same exact rules, I never see a purpose of me going too competitive.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, really?
If you take the game seriously, you play competition.
Stop it, people.
Just saying.
The other thing
you play
is
on PC
gold
too.
Weapons.
Gold weapons.
Bruh. Oh, you can only get those points through that way now? Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I didn't know that was a thing now. I thought you could still get it anyway.
I just want to have a good time. That's it.
Exactly. So play quick play.
Okay, let's clip that sound out. And if you subscribe to our Patreon,
wow,
you will get an Ivy Doom Kitty text message.
I just want to have a good time.
I just want to have a good time. Yeah. When you sign the contract... to join VGB Studios, all that's in there. I am gold hell right now on Overwatch.
Really?
Yeah. I went all the way down to 1998, I think, or something like that.
Really?
I was in the 90s.
Good year. It's a good year.
It was a good year. Shitty for me because I'm playing with bullshit players and auto-lick Hanzos.
Auto-lickings? What?
Auto-lock Hanzos.
Okay.
It's been a nightmare.
Yeah. Wait, you're talking about the PC, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And auto-lock is a thing.
It's like a thing. Like, right when you sign up, like, right when the match opens, Hanzo, bam. Don't give a shit about the team comp. Don't say hello. Yeah. It's just, bam, I'm picking Hanzo on attack on any map. It doesn't matter.
Hanzo all day.
And then you check their stats, and you see that they have, like, 80 hours on Hanzo.
Jeez.
The game is not Overwatch at that point.
No.
It is Hanzo Simulator.
Hanzo Simulator Watch. 2016.
Yeah. 2017.
Okay.
Speaking of the map, it's good.
Yeah.
It's a really good map. Did you hear about the Roadhog nerf?
No. They're nerfing Roadhog?
They are nerfing his hook.
What?
Really?
Yes.
I don't understand.
So many other players should be nerfed.
Well, Roadhog is broken.
No, he's not.
He is so broken.
He's so fine.
When I was hanging out with the
right.
When I was talking to the pros, they were kind of like, he's almost frowned upon when you choose him. It's like, that's just the easy choice.
So it's like Torb?
He's kind of the Torb of the pro circuit.
Well, Torb is really? The Torb of the pro circuit.
Yeah, I was going to say.
yeah, but what they're doing is they are adjusting his hook to where it will not go through objects anymore.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay, so like if I hook and they move beyond, you know.
Will not hook them.
Wow.
If you hook them and they move to the other side of the wall and breaks line of sight.
So it'll do one of those.
And
okay.
You can't rotate anymore with them. Because before with Roadhog, if you hook someone, I could pull them and turn them off a cliff. Like to a certain degree.
That's pretty cool.
That's not going to happen anymore.
That's just racism. That seems like it needs to be in there. Like that's just a maneuver, right?
Yeah, that should stay.
Yeah,
I could see them not going through walls.
Yeah, because that's breaking. Yeah,
that's breaking physics.
Yeah,
but the other one isn't breaking physics.
The other one, he's just pulling and turning. And you're just falling off a cliff.
They pretty much acknowledged the guy who was that it was going to make him a little bit weaker. So it is going to be considered a nerf. And yeah. Like, as I was playing today, I'm living it up. Roadhog all day, every day until the nerf happens. Because he is seriously pretty damn broken. And yeah. If you could have any degree of aiming and you can land those hooks, easy game.
Yeah.
Easy
with
life.
All the characters that need changing, Roadhog.
You guys hear about the 3v3 with Mei. There's a map where Mei can boop a teammate out of the map
and they shoot
you can't shoot them, the opposing team can't shoot them, but they could shoot the team.
Yeah, it happened to us.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I've seen it before. It's
people are pissed.
Yeah, no, that's they need to fix that pretty quickly, but
yeah,
it's not fun.
We need to get Ivy on PC, we need to get Aaron on PC.
That's not gonna
happen. We need to have the VGB crew actually be able to do some matches.
I get a steady.
That's fine, but can we play Half-Life?
Half-Life?
Yes, I love Half-Life.
What year is it?
Well, she does have Windows 95.
Are we talking about like Gary's mod? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I think she's talking vanilla.
You want to go back to face-hugging vanilla?
She wants to play the Orange Box.
Good Lord.
Oh, Orange Box, so good.
All right. What else we got in the news, David?
There was a video by Jeff Kaplan, Overwatch game director, talking about what he's looking forward to most in 2017. And a lot of it was things like, oh, we have more characters coming out, which we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
But he also was talking about how there's going to be stuff that they're making that we're not even going to see because they try stuff and scrap it and whatever. But the two things that I did pick out that I thought were kind of interesting is that they are working on adding customization to the spray and communication wheels.
I don't care about that, but go
so
ahead.
You could use multiple at a time.
Because,
apparently it was requested. It was a big thing that people
stop requesting that, people. Stop it. You know why I only say that? Is because, you know, I've been a part of the
spam.
No, I've been a part of the MOBA community and seen a lot of different MOBA games, and they bring out characters, like, rapidly.
Right.
Overwatch is not going to do that. They're gonna take their time with the character and then bring them out once a year.
I don't think once a year.
I'm using a dramatic type of thing. But it's
excessive.
Yeah, I'm being very excessive.
As long as they don't do what they did with Sombra.
Yeah, fine. Never do that again.
I would be okay with them doing it once a year, but not doing it like Sombra all day. Another feature they're doing is searchable custom games. So when you make a custom game, you can have it listed so other people could join, not just your private party. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I want to see them buff Winston. That's my biggest.
You want to see them buff Winston?
Yes. Is he a tank? No.
No, that's true. They should, but they need to fix his shield.
Fix his shield. Fix his damage output.
Yeah.
Like, I need a monkey. Need a monkey.
What else we got?
Right through racism. Keeping with Blizzard news, World of Warcraft is sort of going to be introducing Overwatch into their next big event.
Really?
Yes. The Brawlers Guild is returning to Overwatch in patch 7.1.5, and a parody mode called Ogre Watch will be a part of it. Mm-hmm. The mode will come up as some eerily familiar characters with varied roster in a arena where they try to kill you. So, in the detail, there's rank 6 bosses, and it's going to include Hudson, a gorilla with a barrier projector, jump pack, and Tesla cannon.
Okay.
Stuffshrew? Yes. Character with a maniacal laugh and bombs.
So, Junkrat, basically? Yeah. Okay.
Dupree is a cowboy who takes a long time to aim, but does between 2,925,000 and 3,075,000 damage when he finally fires.
Okay.
I'm thinking World of Warcraft has different damages than...
I've been at the game for way too long for a good reason, though.
Data miners have found Blinker, who's similar to Tracer, and Borgut, which is Roadhog, Render, Reaper, and then Steingart, which is Reinhardt.
Steingart, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's pretty cool.
If you're playing World of Warcraft, I guess, yeah, you get to
see what a good game looks like.
Which we do have quite a few people, like, friends of the VGB who are just, every time I log on to Battle.net, that's what they do.
Yeah. OGenXO.
OGenXO is one of them.
I think. On it. Like crazy.
She really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was I only see her on the strike, the counter.
She just started, when was it? It was before some convention. I can't remember what it was. It was like last year. She goes, well, I'm going with a like top World of Warcraft player, so I guess I should probably play the game at least once. And
mean,
then ever since then, she's been
dating?
Playing.
Is that what you're saying?
No, she went to a convention.
I thought you were saying, I'm like, I'm going steady with a top World of Warcraft player. And
yeah.
The other thing that they have in Blizzard, I guess it's going to be, I don't know if you put this in the news, about the Diablo anniversary.
Yes. I didn't put that in the news because I thought it was over.
Well, I just saw it when I logged on yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
I'm pretty sure it's over. But yeah, they were including for Blizzard, they were celebrating Diablo's 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
They were including little snippets of things throughout the Blizzard library. StarCraft 2 and Overwatch were getting basically sprays.
Yep.
And like a character icon.
Which I thought, why no skins? Throw out some free skins for us.
What would Diablo skins look like for Overwatch?
I don't know.
I think that's out of like character. I could see it being
out
more
of character. There's a lot of things that are out of character for the game.
Well, I guess that's not true because you have Reinhardt has some pretty World of Warcraft.
Yeah, he has World of Warcraft type
yeah,
stuff.
So
yeah, yeah.
But World of Warcraft, they're getting more than just sprays, right?
I don't know. I didn't see what I only looked for Overwatch because, you know, that's all I really cared about.
Yeah. So that's going on with Blizzard news. Moving on to esports. We have another pro sports team that bought into esports.
The Sacramento Kings, everybody. Welcome.
There
we go.
I wish. What do you know about esports? We know you're a gamer, but how are you as far as the esports world goes?
And there you have it, everybody.
I know there's different leagues, you know. I know there's, you know, that, you know, they all play, they all compete, you know, just like any other thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You're on the right track.
They compete.
Yeah. What about
there's teams?
There's like League of Legends teams. They all compete yearly, and you know, like, yeah,
we'll make
Overwatch every big game like that has their own team. Rocket League has theirs. And there's loads of money to be made.
Yeah, ton of money.
Well, that's true. All that is very true. And what's happening in the most recent years is that now all these pro sports teams are getting into the mix. So who has one?
So
76ers?
76ers have one.
They bought Dignitas.
There's like a conglomerate of NBA players that came together. Like they Magic Johnson is part of it. The Phillies?
That's the 76ers.
No. No, baseball. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, another Philadelphia team bought it. Bought one. I could be wrong.
I think you're wrong.
I think I am. But there was another team.
The Sacramento Kings. No, they thank you, everybody.
They've done everything but. So if you guys are first-time listeners, NRG Esports, who helped sponsor this show, a lot of the ownership are co-owners of the Sacramento Kings, but there's no formal union yet. And that's what every day when I go to work, that's what I'm preaching.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that every day.
Marriage.
If anybody would listen to me, I'm pretty much, you know, on the bottom of the work totem pole.
Did you turn your mic off mute before you told them?
Or did they unmute you?
I don't know. That must be it.
But, so, guys, I had an idea at mute.
So, who's the new players? Who just got into the esports world?
The Danish soccer club, FC Copenhagen.
Aaron, reference?
Copenhagen.
It's just a small club. It's nothing.
They're nothing to.
I mean, the Danish Super League is I don't know. It's not really anything that I follow.
That's the name of their league, the Super League.
Yeah.
They came out with. Like, they're just like, all right, guys, we need to come out with something. Region that brought us IKEA. There's going to come up with something better than Super League.
There's a few U.S. players over there, but nobody to. I don't know.
So they're pushing into esports. They're partnering with an entertainment company, Nordisk Film, which is coincidentally the oldest film company in the world, dating back like 110 years.
Oh,
okay, cool. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
Then they're still around, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
They've signed members of like top Counter-Strike team members from Dignitas, because when the 76ers bought Dignitas, they let their Danish players go. Like,
oh, they gave them the option. All American.
Yeah. So with the new team, it's called Team North, which another super creative name. They're going to compete in Counter-Strike in the E-League, starting on Atlanta on January 27th.
Now, on the news stories, do you have this whole debacle that's going on between the PEA and the ESL?
I don't.
And does Aaron know about this? Because this is going to light a fire under his ass.
P in English as a second language. What's happening?
So you remember the PEA we talked about?
I do.
The P.
This is the league that was supposed to end all leagues for Counter-Strike.
Yes, it was supposed to be the NBA of...
Bring players like health coverage and stuff like that. Well, PEA got a little bit greedy.
Oh, crap.
What they did is they told all the players that if you play in the PEA, you can no longer play in the ESL.
No, I remember that. Yeah, we talked about that. Yes.
Okay. The players are voting today, and it doesn't look like most of the teams are going to end up in the PEA.
It doesn't look like it.
No.
Like, wow. So PEA is going to be empty.
It looks like the PEA is going to be empty. But what they kind of said before is that if this deal falls through, we're totally fine like picking a different esport.
Because they're just focusing on Counter-Strike right now, right?
That was going to be the first one.
Yeah. What would they pick? I mean, would be dumb to go after Overwatch.
Well, whatever they pick, they would go with the same type of ruling, right? If you play with us, you're not playing any other.
So would they go with a smaller esport, like Rocket League? They could get away with that with Rocket League?
It, because Rocket League, like, it's a little bit smaller, and Psyonix is partnered with Twitch, and then they run the whole thing.
Okay.
It's interesting. I don't know what's going to happen. And we have to take a pause real quick because, as you know, we stream the show live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, where you can go there and you can subscribe to the show and be aware of when we go live. Ivy Doomkitty has been my friend for about a year and a half plus. She's been on the show several times, watched the show as a fan many more times, and she now, just today, like mere seconds ago, decided to follow us.
Wow.
What
the F?
No, no, no,
what
no.
What the F? Explain yourself, Doomkitty.
No, 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 no. No, I accidentally pushed the wrong button and I ended up unfollowing and I was like, fudge. And I pushed it back And I was like, okay, I'm good. And then the thing popped up and I was like, God damn it.
Busted.
No, it's completely accidental. I'm still getting used to this stupid computer.
Oh, so now we're playing the computer. So
yeah. Windows 95 is a lot different than than what you're using now. There's a learning curve. Yeah. We get that.
Exactly. Like, there's I don't know how to work this thing.
I am sorry. Why are you helping her so much?
Sarcasm.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, I don't know.
David Webb.
I know your name.
I know your
name. I'm going to ask chat right now. Was Ivy Doom Kitty lying to us, or was she telling the truth?
Yay or nay?
Yay or nay?
What?
Answer in chat.
So messed up.
I want to see how many of you can see through this Ivy Doom crap.
So far, we got 2 yeah and 1 nay.
How did they make the symbol there?
It's an emote.
It's an emote?
Yeah.
There's emotes?
There's emotes on Twitch. Capital Fight District comes into chat and he says, did you guys talk about Echo Fox? Echo Fox did make a major signing today, Aaron. This is shots fired in the esports world.
Echo Fox is a team that plays what mainly?
Star Fox.
Only Star Fox.
Only Star Fox.
But now they're getting into other things.
Lupe Superman Fiasco, 64. They just signed him, right?
Nope. Better. They signed Justin Wong, Tokido, and Momochi. Couple other people.
Momochi's are disgusting, but
Totino's. They signed Totino's pizza rolls.
Totino's just because they got money to throw around.
As an esports player, the company.
Justin Wong is an OG. Like, I don't follow esports like very close, you know, but I do keep my ear to the ground. Justin Wong is like old school, and he's been around and relevant. Is he still?
He's still relevant.
Like, you know, is he Jordan coming back and playing for the Wizards?
No, he's not quite there yet.
See what I mean?
I do remember before I think esports was even a term, I remember like being on the school ground, on the schoolyard back then, and people being like, yeah, the best video game player in the world is a guy named Justin Wong.
Yeah, it was Jay Wong and another dude I remember named Fatality.
And what happened to Fatality?
He had his own controller for a little bit. And then he kind of faded into obscurity, as far as I know. But I think he made his money, so maybe he's
done. Made his money and bounced.
He could be the Jordan comeback and play for the Wizards if he comes out of... No, but he was first-person shooters, though.
Jumpman.
Oh, man.
There was a question in chat. Let's get to it, because we are a podcast of the people. It says, for my wife's baby shower, should it be Marvel or Street Fighter theme?
Marvel.
Marvel.
Street Fighter. Hands down.
Street Fighter, hands down.
Wait, 3v1, Marvel wins.
Depending what race you are, you should cosplay as Luke Cage, and she should be Jessica Jones.
No, forget it. Race has nothing to do with it. 2017.
It has plenty to do with this one.
Just don't blackface, Marvel. Dude. Don't be blackface.
Unless
don't do that.
It's Harry Potter, and if it's Harry Potter, then Harry Potter over everything.
True. Mm.
You know what?
Why is Harry Potter making a comeback? Why is everybody's Facebook profile?
Harry Potter didn't make no comeback. It's been around.
And shit, Harry Potter didn't make no comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. No, seriously.
You haven't changed yours yet?
No,
Corey.
I'm not going to do it.
You're not Hufflepuffing it?
I am a Hufflepuff, but I'm not going to do it.
I don't know why they have that. I tried to look it up.
Yeah, I don't even know where people are getting it.
Well, Ivy probably knows. She's the big Potterhead.
Ivy.
You're the Pothead?
She's the Pothead.
Yes.
Okay. Why are we showing Gryffindor or Hufflepuff on our Facebook pictures? Do you know?
Because that's what you are.
Yeah, but you were that like a year ago too. Like why
I'm
is it this
a Slytherin.
Week?
But you can't.
Thank you.
You can't show Slytherin. They don't have
no.
A Slytherin
they have them all.
They do?
I've seen every single one of them.
Slytherin, yes.
Oh, I've only seen Hufflepuff and Gryffindor.
I saw Slytherin this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. What's the last one? Targaryen.
Ravenclaw.
What's the last? Okay.
Targaryen.
Always go Targaryen.
It's a dragon. That's it. That's going to be in the
new... A lot of people in chat are saying, it didn't go anywhere. Where did Harry Potter go? You guys are crazy, first of all.
Exactly. I'm a fucking wizard,
Harry. Second of all, it didn't go anywhere, but it wasn't so prevalent. Like, this week, if you guys... I know on my Facebook, anyways, most, like, 5 out of every 8 person has, like, whatever their house is. Out of nowhere. Like,
I'm one of those.
Why now and not, like, a week ago?
Maybe the movie. The, what
Fantastic
the,
Beasts and Where to Find
Fantastic
Them? No, because that's been out for months.
Yeah, but I mean, that could have been the spark.
The catalyst.
Yeah, and then it just kind of, people are like, oh, well, people are back into
here's
it.
Here's the thing about Potterheads, or Pawheads, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the same world.
They never... Did we talk about that? It's a
pretty
plot
much.
Twist. The
yeah.
whole time they were just
Everybody
high.
Everybody was just high.
They never went anywhere. Like, they've been there. It's just
waiting
in the shadows, quietly.
2017's our year, potheads.
You do know Fantastic Beasts got greenlit for 5 more films.
What?
Or like, yeah, so it's not just Fantastic Beasts. There's going to be 5 additional films to that. So we have 5 more movies.
Wait,
5
are these coming from the mind of...
Yes. J.K. Rowling, yeah. Yes.
So Fantastic Tolkien, but...
No, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is a book.
Within the book, right?
Yeah, in Harry Potter. That's one of their school books. So the movie is about the author... who's traveling and writing the book.
Webb is a closet. He's a closet pothead.
I'm not closet pothead. Anything.
He said
I'm a pothead.
Actually, came out of the closet
Corey,
a long time
you'd
ago.
Be really happy about this because Newt Scamander is a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, she's like you.
I thought she was going to say Newt Gingrich is a Hufflepuff.
Newt Gingrich.
I was going to be like, really? That's a
stretch.
That's
his brother. That's his brother.
And she knows how much I love Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
That just makes me so happy. So wait, Newt Commander?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Scamander.
What
Newt Scamander.
Newt Scamander.
Yeah. He's the one that gave Hagrid that.
No.
That creature.
What is he?
It?
And no. Why do? What is him being a Hufflepuff? Is he like the star?
No, he in the movie. Yeah.
Oh really?
He's the writer. He's the author of the book Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh.
And he's a Hufflepuff like you.
You didn't. That's
you know what? You guys like to rub it in like it's an insult.
It is.
But I don't care. It's like
a, wait,
it
is Mark. Like, what are you?
I'm Gryffindor all the way.
He answered to Mark.
it's just second nature at this point.
That's
Aaron, what are you?
Oh, Gryffindor. I did Gryffindor.
Okay, so let's get this straight. Gryffindors like to rag on Hufflepuffs like it's a bad thing.
Well, see, I'm not doing it like it's like we're some gang or something like that.
Oh,
that's exactly what it is. It's a little boys' club, Aaron.
Hufflepuff just sounds. If you had the name Hufflepuff stitched into your jacket, I'd be laughing anyway because it just sounds ridiculous. Hufflepuff.
Well, here's the thing. Okay.
Not as cool as Tunnel Snakes.
Have you seen the movie?
That's exactly what it is.
Have you seen any of the movies or read the books, Aaron?
I watched the first, I want to say, 3 movies, and I was enthralled only because there's always this big twist at the end.
Right.
And I was like, this is amazing. This is amazing. I like these. I never know what's coming. But then they did one where there wasn't a twist at the end, and I was like, this is stupid. It was the one where the... I'm sorry, spoilers, everybody.
Only been
Harry Potter's
like
a wizard,
years.
We know.
Where they had like a tournament at the end.
Oh, the Tri-Wizard
Tournament?
Goblet of
Fire.
Yeah, the Goblet of Fire. It didn't have a twist. Not a big enough twist like the other ones did.
It wasn't a twist so much as it was a culmination of
it was a revelation.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't care about the revelations. I wanted a twist.
That's what I wanted.
He died.
Who?
Really
vampire dude.
I didn't care. The little boy died too. It was like it was the coming out of Voldemort.
Let Ivy explain it to you. Explain it. Why?
Okay. Why was that important?
Yeah.
Why was the film being shot the way it was and the story being written the way it was important?
No. Why was the Goblet of Fire like? Why did it didn't seem like a twist as opposed to just a kind of a reveal, a regular old? Now you get to see this person.
Well, it was a reveal, but it was also a twist because the entire time you have no idea. All right, guys, if you haven't read the books or watched it, shame on you. We're talking about
you
it.
You deserve
we
to be
We are talking
spoiled.
About it. The entire time you have no idea that. Right, it's that one. Yeah, that Mad-Eye Moody is actually Barty Crouch Jr. You have no idea. The whole time you think that.
Of course,
he's
like, these names mean nothing to me.
You think he's there to just help out Harry, and that's it. And you go from that to holy hell, like it's actually this guy that killed his father, that you know made it so that the Dark Lord can come back.
This was the dude with the eyeball, right? With
yes, Mad-Eye Moody.
I literally called him being a bad guy as soon as I saw that freaky eye.
Well, the character Mad-Eye Moody is not a bad guy.
He's basically a bad guy.
He's a good guy. He's like an anti-hero. I mean, he's like rugged and
he's
stuff
Deadpool,
like that.
Huh?
Like,
is that what you're trying to call him?
Yeah, he's the Deadpool of Harry Potter.
That's the worst.
I just looked up a picture of Mad-Eye Moody, and he definitely looks like a bad guy.
Right? Yeah. Thank you. I might write a book.
Oh, that's true. Thank you, the Williams. Barty Crouch Jr. was also David Tennant.
Yeah.
He was Doctor Who.
The
Which was glorious.
The second best Doctor, yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, he's the second best
second
doctor.
Only
who was
to...
the first?
Matt Smith.
I think
he
you guys
was
are both
the second.
Wrong.
Well, it you was... like Eccleston.
Eccleston was
Geckleston was the worst.
He was the best.
He was a third.
I will put the very first doctor from the black and white era
over Geckleston. Oh, I wouldn't go that
I will
far.
Have the old decrepit man fly me around in that TARDIS before I have Geckleston.
Who's your first, Ivy?
Wow, Tenet. Are we getting that personal?
Yep.
Tennant, all the way.
Tennant?
Who was your first?
Tennant was the first.
It's not a bad...
David Tennant was my first doctor.
And
everybody likes Tennant. That's kind of the easy one.
Who's the second?
That would be Matt Smith and then Eccleston.
And then Eccleston. Yeah. What about Capaldi? You don't like Capaldi?
Nah, I actually stopped watching it 3 episodes into Capaldi. I just really couldn't get into it after that.
He gets better.
He does.
He gets a lot better.
The end of the season, he gets better. And then the following seasons, it's light years better. That first season with Capaldi, they did so much to differentiate him from Smith that it turned a lot of people off. And I get that because he was super different. He was old. He was crotchety.
But he was a pain in the ass. Yeah, but he kind of grows. The character grows and he does a better job because I was like you, Ivy, and I was gonna just be like I'm not watching this anymore.
It was like watching Eccleston all over.
But I literally ran out of things to watch one time, and then I was like, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this is interesting. I think what people were missing was you said like you liked David Tennant, correct? And
yes.
Did you find David Tennant attractive at the time?
What kind of question is
watch,
that?
Watch, because watch where I'm going with this.
No, okay. All right. I am very curious.
Yeah, I want to see where this goes.
Ivy.
Maybe.
Okay. And then there was that love story in there between him and Rose, correct?
And Rose, all yes. Right.
So then you have from that, you go to another young gentleman where there's kind of a will they, won't they?
Okay.
With another love story, right?
Yeah.
Then you go to an old man that isn't attractive or young.
They should just give him all sorts of poon. Is that what you're saying will fix the story?
Basically. No.
That it was not at all like that. It wasn't his look per se. I was invested in the story. I was very much invested in the story, and just that back and forth between Rose and him, I absolutely loved.
Because I mean, in all of it, he's always the doctor. He's always the Time Lord. He's always got problems with.
So he's a madman with the box.
Yeah, he's always going to be that madman with the box. But there's going to be different actors each time, and I saw there's those appeals in the other two.
Right.
You know,
well, even Eccleston. Mm, at the end of Eccleston.
End. Yeah, but see, the end led up to Tennant.
The end led up to, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so,
true.
Yeah, and then Tennant comes in and slays
Eccleston. So, okay, here's a question, because in chat, they're wanting us to stop talking about dudes and talk about some females. Companion. Who's
best
your
companion,
favorite companion?
Hands down, is Amelia Pond. There's no better.
Is that Nebula?
Yes, yeah. That's Nebula.
Ivy?
Yeah, she was my
Amelia.
Favorite.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't like Rose.
I don't have any. I don't have a dog in this race.
I think you stopped after Eccleston, right? So Rose is yours because that's your only option.
I was only half watching. Like I
so
wasn't
he
even
kept
like
one
watching
eye open.
Where is it? Where is it even invested in it?
No, I was like, I was doing shit. I don't care about Doctor Who.
So Amelia Pond.
Amelia Pond.
Yeah, mine.
This is
one.
Where I turn into the biggest d bag in the whole show.
You know
why? I don't care about Harry Potter.
We'll morph it back into
yours. Bring it back. Number two.
You know, I feel her. Killing it with Amelia Pond led to her being Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Well, definitely wasn't that like short-lived comedy
that American
had.
One?
Oh my god, that was
American
horrible.
Yeah, she
horrible.
She probably shouldn't have done that.
My second is Clara.
I'll give it to Clara.
The Impossible Girl.
Souffle yep. Girl.
Yeah, Souffle Girl.
I'd give it to Clara.
She was cute.
Yeah, she was.
Yes, River Song. She was great.
Oh yeah. I don't count her
but
as a
companion.
She's just
my
River.
Future lover.
See, someone
that's
in chat, Leon, he's got my back. He says, this is video game bang.
Well, we talk only about video games.
Not Harry Potter.
Because we've never done a whole show.
I'm sorry. I'm just a giant, giant, giant pile.
And she's holding up a poop emoji.
Yeah, there it is.
Why do you own that? did someone gift that to you, or did you actually go into a store and spend money?
You know, it's not poop, right?
I saw it at PetSmart, and I fell in love with this giant poop, so I had to buy it.
I heard it's actually not poop. It's actually chocolate ice cream. People just use it as poop.
It's soft serve.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you eat right.
As soon as she said that, I knew Aaron was going to go there.
I'm just saying.
Right, how are you going to morph this back into something for Corey?
Oh, I was trying to morph it back into the Marvel thing, but then...
baby shower.
Kind of derailed.
Is that how this started?
That's how this started.
Holy crap.
Some guy was having a baby shower.
So
he wanted to know whether...
Did we answer the question?
Do everything and then bring it right back around.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Just have a cosplay one. Have everybody dress up whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
don't,
there you
don't
go.
Tell people how to live your life. You know?
Live their life.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell people how to live your life.
God's honest truth, I've never seen a themed baby shower besides babies. I mean...
Yeah, that's probably a safe bet.
It's usually what it...
How about Flappy or Angry Birds? There you go. That's more appropriate. I had the best experience while I was in New York, Aaron, and you probably won't agree with this at all.
Did you see Mariska Hargitay?
I did, but I...
Not in the way you wanted to.
Yeah,
she was asking you, asking you questions.
So what happened was we went to a comedy club. It was a place called the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
This is definitely on my, like... hit list. This is one thing
you probably heard
do.
It on Comedy Bang Bang a lot too, or something too.
No,
because I hear a lot of comedians talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's a definite, like, it's a comedy legendary spot. So we went there on the bill. I thought it was stacked already. We got to see Godfrey. You seen him?
Mm-hmm. The very dark black guy, right?
Yes,
I've
not
seen
Gilbert
him.
Godfrey.
No, yeah, I know Godfrey. Godfrey's pretty funny.
He's hilarious.
The African accents he does and stuff like that, I've seen.
All of his accents. He had a Trump. He was amazing.
I didn't know he had a Trump.
He was the MC guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's how good the show was. We also had Michael Che from SNL. He does the Weekend Update. And Todd Barry. So he's a little bit smaller. He's done, you know, certain television shows. He's on Louie a lot. And it's one of those things when you go to this comedy club... Some things that happens occasionally, if you get really lucky, a special comedian will just pop in.
Dave Chappelle showed
and
up.
Do a set. No.
Okay.
No, not yet. But who did show up? Aziz Ansari showed up.
Really?
What?
It was.
That's pretty cool.
It was fucking hilarious, Aaron.
Do you remember when we were
his
in
his new material is so good.
Do you remember when we were in San Diego and we went to the after party and there was that comedian up there?
Yeah.
And you were like, watch this. And when he got down after whatever that set was, you're like, hey, great show, you know. And the guy's like, oh, thanks, man. You just totally lied to his face. You looked him dead in the eye when you did it.
And he was so happy.
I would have done that to Aziz.
He was good, though. Aziz was so funny. And you guys could say he's not funny.
Leon, I'm agreeing with Leon and Chad.
Here's the thing. All of his stand-up I've ever seen I thought was terrible. But I love Master of None. And I think he's pretty good in Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both.
You
know,
he's good, he was great in that.
Yes, yeah,
he's
he
a good
was.
Actor.
Yes.
His stand-up is top-notch now. I don't know if he's like working with other people or if he's got a coach or something, but whatever. His material was so good. He was hilarious. And also, then I was like stoked. I was like, oh, trip done. Amazing. Aziz Ansari randomly just shows up. Right after him, Louis fucking CK.
Oh, really?
He probably died.
Wow, yeah.
I was sitting front row. Like, he bumped me to get onto the stage.
Wow.
That's how close we were.
And you haven't washed that shoulder since.
I have not washed my shoulder since.
That's disgusting.
And he is a comedy genius. I don't care what anybody says in chat. Louis C.K. is
the
best comedian.
Was this New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, I mean?
This was the Wednesday before New Year's, I think.
Oh, okay.
So a few days
ago. So a little holiday time, and these people were just kind of, you know... Show up. That's
they just show
dope.
Up, work on new material. Like Aziz was reading straight out of he had a notebook. And
that's cool.
He'd look at it and then set it down and then do like 5 minutes of a bit and then go back to his phone or go back to his book and then do the next set.
He didn't try to integrate that. Well, he can't really because that's another comedian's thing.
Yeah.
I've seen another comedian do something like that. That's pretty. Okay.
Well, you guys hear the ending music. Thank you guys so much for checking out Video Game Bang. I know there's a lot of new eyes on the podcast because. Let's face it, Ivy Doomkitty is a pretty high-profile person.
No.
She has many fans and desks of fine mahogany.
Desks of fine mahogany.
Ivy, why don't you explain why did you join Video Game Bang?
Because it felt like the right thing to do.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't rehearse that at all.
And we're paying her a shitload of money.
That sounded like a gun was pointed to the back of her head.
Wait, was that not how I was supposed to read my cue card?
Exactly.
It was more natural.
Well, I mean, a beautiful
no,
woman.
No, honestly, my experience with you guys has always been great. You know, from the First, when we did the interview at, was it WizWorld Sacramento 2 years ago?
Oh, it's 2 years.
Oh, man, that's right.
Yeah, that was 2015.
Yep.
When we did that. From the first time we did the interview there to, you know, you guys asking me to be on your podcast and doing the interview. And I thought it was just loads of fun. And after that, did a couple more with you guys and hung out and just everything. It's always been a great experience. You guys know what you're doing. You guys know what you guys are talking about. You know, you guys aren't just like randomly like BSing. Well, I might take that back later. We'll find out.
We do a lot of random BSing.
But no, you guys are great. You know, you guys are really good people. I like all of you. And, you know, you guys have been nothing but a joy to work with. And I like playing video games. You guys needed a lady that also plays video games. Maybe not as much as you guys do, but I do play.
We'll fix that.
And it just, like I said, it felt right, you know? I'm honored that you guys asked me. So thank you.
It was a no-brainer.
We're going to go places.
I can't believe she said yes. Well, it's going to be a big...
He asked and I said yes.
It's going to be a big 2017, ladies and gentlemen, for VGB. Keep your eyes out on videogamebang.com or our parent company studio thing, VGB Studios. We're going to be hoping to get out to all the conventions we have in the past. This year, we're shooting for E3 and even PAX. So with some luck and some downloads and some support from you guys, we can definitely hit that. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. I think that's all we have for this week. You can check us out this weekend on Saturday for Aaron Carter's Weekend Bang. Every Wednesday night, twitch.tv/videogame_bang. You can come here, hang out, chat with myself, Aaron, Webb, Ivy. We're going to do it all the time. All the time, just doing it.
All of the time.
Just going to keep on doing
horrible.
It. And then you can listen to it on your mobile device on Thursday morning. If you can download us on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, SoundCloud. We are everywhere you could find podcasts. Google Play is another one. So check us out there. There's nothing else. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. For Aaron Carter, David Webb, Ivy Doomkitty, my name is Corey, and we will see you this weekend for the Weekend Bang. Do do do.